Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie. When you want to talk to someone about your household bills, talk to bonkers.ie. Call us or visit us online and see what you could save.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Billy, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
How are you? It happened in the Phoenix Park.
It did.
And what happened?
My father was on his motorbike with my late brother on the back. Mm-hmm. And the motorbike struck a cow. Yeah. He was killed instantly.
Your father?
He was, yeah. My brother survived the crash. He was 17 at the time, but died 20 years later with leukemia. Yeah. But it was a very tough time. My mum was 1 month pregnant with me at the time.
Wow.
And she was pretty much fobbed off in every direction and told that he was in the park at his own risk. Mm-hmm. She was given a pension of £1 to cope with me on the way. And she had three teenagers and an 11-year-old. And I understand the farmer was compensated for his cow. And we had to try and manage on £1.
And it's 1961.
Yep.
Were there cattle in the park?
Apparently so, yeah. I think they were used to keep the grass down. I don't ever remember seeing them myself. But it happened at the crossroads as you approach the Castle Knock Gate. Mm-hmm. One ran out just as he was passing, sent him flying, and he died of a head injury there and then. And nobody would help my mum. She was basically fobbed off and told, as I said, that he was there at his own risk. And our lives changed forever. I was I wasn't born for another 8 months, but everything changed for us on that day.
And you're called Billy, I see, and he's William. So
yeah, I was named after him, yeah.
And what age was your dad when he was killed?
46.
Wow, so young.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that the cattle, not, why would they be going that way? I remember growing up now, when we go out to my granny in Cabra, you'd often see the cattle being driven down through Cabra, on the streets, down to the cattle market in Dunard Avenue there.
I remember, I think there was an inquest at the time, and it was recommended that some sort of fencing should be used, but nothing ever came of that.
And when you say your mother got a pound pension,
who? The state, a widow's pension.
The widow, yeah. Well, anyone, it's nothing to do with the accident in that sense.
No, she got the problem. She got no help.
Over and above.
Yeah, yes, and then she lost the breadwinner. He was coming home from work. He was a French polisher, and he had my late brother on the back of the bike, and, she lost the income. She lost everything, and our lives changed forever.
And when you say, you mentioned your brother, the leukemia, at 37?
He died at 37, yeah. He got acute leukemia and died in the Mater Hospital, so he's gone. I'm now, God, I do have to count, I was born the following June. My dad died on the 16th of October, 61. I was born 11th of June, 62, so that makes me, 57.
57, you're still young. Stay with us, Billy, for a sec, because Jane, what did you hit in the Phoenix Park, Jane?
Well, I was on my way through the Phoenix Park on a early December night, and two deer ran into my car.
Mm-hmm.
The first deer when I was driving through, we didn't actually see it coming. All of a sudden, it was just a big bang, and then we just saw eyes and that sort of sliding off the windscreen. And then, obviously, the car immediately, I hopped out. As I hopped out of the car, there was another big bang to the other side of the car, where it second deer ran into the side of the car because they were obviously crossing. They were running and they were crossing from one side to the other, and I just came across and they hit me. So it was really scary. But one of them got up and ran away, and the other one got up and limped away, and like you're just really upset then because you don't know if they're hurt and the rest.
Yeah.
So I did try and contact people that night to let the rangers know that they had been hit, but I was advised not to leave my name or anything because there was a massive fine for actually hitting deers in the Phoenix Park.
Oh, was
it? At the time, it was about €1,000 per deer.
But how, like, unless you've pushed your car through the Phoenix Park, how can you avoid, if deer, and you say it was early evening, so it was dark in December.
Yeah, it was dark. It was dark, but it was about 7:30, 8 o'clock. It wasn't like late at night.
And but the deer don't adhere to pedestrian crossings.
No. But there is, you're supposed to drive, I suppose, with due care and attention, even though you wouldn't have been going fast through the Phoenix Park. But they just came out of the bushes, I suppose, and just, and hit the car. And it was awful. Like, we were on our way to a fancy dress, actually, on the night, so we were stuck like Egypt on the road anyway. And nobody was assigned to staff to give you a hand. And, that was sort of it, but it was scary. But the fine was very big.
Yeah, we'll investigate that. Were you okay afterwards? Did you proceed to your Christmas event?
Yeah, we did. My car was, the whole side of my car was bashed in. We went on to where the fancy dress party we were at was down in a hotel in Wicklow. And when we got down, I was really shook, you know, but there was venison on the menu.
Oh, hello.
All night the jokes came, you know, and people were,
There was venison on your bonnet, but there was also venison on the
menu.
Okay.
I didn't eat
Oh, dear. Okay, yeah, Jane, glad you're okay. And everyone hates seeing animals suffer as well. Thanks, Jane. Not your fault, by the way. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. What happened, Mary?
Well, about 3 miles away from where I live, I'm a farmer too.
Well done.
A cow came out on the road one night around 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And a young gossan ran into it. Now, the animal was killed, but lucky the chap didn't get too many injuries. But anyway, the same thing happened where somebody removed the tag at the scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did he? Yeah.
But since January the 1st, 2013, in Ireland, there is a thing called BVD testing of every animal that is tagged. So it's a little sample that's taken from the calf's ear within 7 days of it being tested, of it being tagged, and you send it to Enfer Labs. So the ICBF, along with the Department of Agriculture, would have traceability of that animal regardless of whether the ear tag had been removed or not, because the ear notch or the blood test is the same thing. It's taking the animal's DNA. So if a Department of Agriculture vet attended that animal at the NACRI or at the council...
Yeah, they took the DNA, apparently.
Sorry, Joe.
Sorry, Mary. The council, or the vet took the DNA of the dead cow, dead heifer.
The dead heifer, yeah. So that can be related back to Enfer Labs and NACE, who are the main lab in Ireland for testing for BVD.
Okay.
And that sample, the first day that heifer was tagged, a BVD test would have been sent to Enfer Labs in NACE in County Kildare. And I'm surprised other farmers that have talked to you today haven't brought up that, because it's a compulsory test of each animal for traceability as well, because it's to do with bovine viral diarrhoea. And it's to eliminate it from the national herd.
It's to do with bovine...
Viral diarrhoea.
I said viral. Yes. Bovine viral diarrhoea.
Yeah, diarrhoea.
So you're saying all we need is to get the DNA sample from that heifer.
Yes, all you need is the
put it into the system. It's like a fingerprint or DNA of a human. Except there's more. Every cattle in... beast in Ireland on a farm is... We have their DNA.
We have, unlike since January humans. The 1st, 2013.
Well done. Yeah. Okay, Mary.
More so than you would have for us.
For us humans.
So it's an ear notch test or a blood test that is taken.
Okay.
And it can be traced. So, like, don't let that poor girl, like, I wish her well, but don't allow her to be fobbed off by department staff or, others maybe
easier,
not wanting to do their job.
Okay, it's easier than...
Yeah, it's easier than you think to solve it.
And do you run a farm, Mary?
I do. I run a farm.
And
there's so much attached now to running a herd.
Well, you're on top of everything, by the sounds of it.
Well, every farmer in Ireland would be. I'm surprised that the man, well, maybe he would, maybe her dad came from a farming background, but is not farming now, you know the way. But that became compulsory in Ireland since January the 1st, 2013. So it's nearly 7 years here.
Okay. And by the way, is there an awful lot of paperwork and computer work?
There is it's like from the day an animal, there's actually more to do with an animal than there is to do with a human. They're actually easier to identify, because if the mother belonged to that calf, if it comes back that the calf has it, well, then it came from the mother. So the mother is taken out of the herd.
Okay.
That's the one way of eliminating the disease out of the national herd, and you're compensated for it. And sometimes you might have to do the test a second time. Sometimes they'll write back and say to you, oh, that sample wasn't full, that you may take another test from it again, okay, and maybe the vet will have to attend.
So it's pretty rigorous.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it. Just listen to Richie for a sec. Richie, have you the same idea? You're a farmer as well. Go ahead, Richie.
No, Joe, different idea. Every farmer in the country has an electronic herd register, so the department know exactly how many cattle every farmer have. So,
okay.
Joe Duffy is a farmer, and he is a suspect in this. They can just walk into his yard and say, right, Joe, it says here on the herd register you have 80 heifers.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, produce 80 heifers, and we'll inspect them. We'll match their tags with their blue cards and your herd register. So, if he's missing a heifer on the day, well, then they've fairly narrowed down, didn't don't they?
Yeah, but how do we know that's the missing heifer? How do we know that's the heifer that jumped up on Anne's car?
Right, he has a missing heifer, so they'll say, where's she gone? What happened? Was she stolen? Did she fall into the river? Either or, you have to report it to either get her out of there, you have to get a knacker each collector, or you must report it to the guards if it's stolen.
Yeah, but Richie, could that farmer, sorry, whoever took the tag off the dead heifer that destroyed Anne's car, could he attach that tag to a heifer he buys down in Drumshambo Mart like Saturday morning?
No, because what happens to the tags on the heifer he just bought? You know, it's all traceable. From the day that calf is born to the day it dies, it's traceable. They can't just vanish off the face of the earth.
Okay.
But they're stolen, and then you have to report them stolen at the time.
Okay.
So, you know, if they have a suspect in mind, which I think they have, by the way, the girl's father is talking, they should just arrive into his yard and say, listen, produce all your animals. You're supposed to have X amount. Where are they?
Okay.
If he's missing one, well then, you know.
Okay. Richie, thanks indeed. Mary, before we go, what's the best thing about farming?
You're your own boss.
What's the worst thing about farming?
24-hour job.
Wow. You can say that again. And don't just say 24, say 7.
365 days a year, you don't take Christmas Day off.
Exactly. The heifers don't know it's Christmas Day, do they? Or the cattle,
no, they
the
don't.
Cattle to be milked don't know it's Christmas Day.
No. Okay, but it's very rewarding in its own sense too. And anyone that has ever been doing it, they won't really want to change.
Yeah, of course. You're a happy farmer.
So why not be happy? Isn't that what life is about?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And who else is on the farm with you there?
Nobody.
You're on your own?
Yes.
And how many, do you want to tell me how many acres or many head of cattle or what do you do? Or?
There's over 1,100 acres.
And surely you have people working for you?
Different times of the year you'd have people give you a hand, all right, but...
Today?
No.
Today?
No.
And many, do you have cattle?
Yes.
How many head of cattle, can you tell me? Approximately.
There's under 100 at the moment because I've put a lot of it into tillage.
Okay. And what are you ploughing into the ground? These
corn and barley and potatoes and vegetables in one section.
And how long are you running the farm on your own?
For the last 17 years.
And who were you running it with before that?
My dad.
Your dad. And are you the only one in the family?
Yes.
You were an only child?
Yes.
Well done. And did you feel you had any choice, Mary?
I didn't need a choice. I love doing it.
Well done.
Yeah. And you either enjoy it or you don't.
Yeah, of course, you sound like... And do you go to ag college or did you do...
Yeah, the Green Cert and all of that, yes.
And did you ever win Farmer of the Year or anything?
No, you wouldn't be into that.
You wouldn't have the time, I suspect.
No, it's a job that you do.
Yeah.
It's like...
Brexit?
Yeah, you'd be worried about it. That's why I lessened the stock and got more into tillage.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody knows what way Brexit is going to go. No. But what's kind of... a lot of people are going into dairy now.
Yeah.
And my view of that is, at the moment, that's okay, but are the dairies going to be able to cope with the amount of milk that's going to be sent to them? Some of the dairies already have said they're not going to extend to new customers.
Yeah, and then what, like, when the, if Brexit happens, which it looks like, you're looking at the opinion polls in the UK,
corner.
Around the corner, our cheddar is bunched, isn't it?
Yeah.
Our cheddar cheese, for a start, we're the biggest exporter of cheddar cheese in the world at this stage, and our biggest market is the UK. So that's gone down the toilet, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, people sometimes don't sit down and think long term. You know, you always have to be planning ahead.
Yeah. And Mary, when you sit down of an evening, if you get a chance to sit down, when you have to do, when you're doing your paperwork on your computer or whatever, do you often wish you had someone there to help you?
Not really, no.
Okay.
But I suppose when you've kind of been solitary on your own doing things over a lifetime span, it doesn't come into
it.
You know,
climate change.
Yeah, that's, but it's very small for Ireland. Like what they're talking about, it's very small in comparison to other countries, if we put it that way. I know you have to protect the environment for it to protect you. Like, I would be surrounded a lot by forestry and that where I am. And they say forestry, like, has a runoff into the rivers and lakes and
but there's
all
a big,
the rest
there, there's
of
it. A big push in forestry, you know that.
Yeah, there is.
There is a big
but
push.
But it's sad to see farms being completely planted too. You might get an income for 20 years, but what do you do when the 20 years are over? I know you have the timber then or whatever, but that's up until it's 40 years. You might not be here by then.
Yeah, but I heard someone on with Damien should be doing live line today. But you heard someone on with Damien O'Reilly last week in Countrywide.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic programme. It was the previous week. And he was saying, the thing about, he was in favour of forestry. The thing about forestry is the trees work for you instead of me working
for
the cattle or whatever.
Yeah.
So the payback is better in terms of your life, I suppose. But you like what time do you get up at every morning?
4:30.
What?
4:30. But I'd be in bed by 10 o'clock.
4:30, and I get up at 5:50 most mornings. It's pitch black these mornings.
Yeah,
it's freezing.
Cold, but you get used to that.
I'm a wimp. Okay.
You know, when
okay.
you haven't done anything kind of, well, I have done other things too, but like when you put your heart and soul into something, time doesn't matter.
And Christmas morning.
It is no different to any day. And what hurts me most about it, there's so much emphasis put on one day, Christmas Day.
Yeah, okay, good point.
And all of the poor creatures that are homeless in this country.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about, or if you hear there's going to be bad weather, there's hostels opened overnight.
Yeah,
for them.
Well, that's.
What about the other 364 days?
I know. Okay, Mary, hang on a sec. Would you? Now you've backed up the programme. I know you're up at 4:30, but I wasn't up at 4:30. Give me a few more minutes after this break. 51551.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie. Savvy switchers can save hundreds on their household bills. Visit bonkers.ie today and see what you could save.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
51551 is our text number. We're talking to Mary. Willie, good afternoon.
Joe, Willie Hughes, how are you, Joe?
Willie, I heard Mary saying she has 1,100 acres, Mary, isn't it?
Right.
And over 100 head of cattle. But I didn't hear her saying she's looking for a companion, Willie. So
I have a partner.
Well done, Mary. So, Willie.
Joe, out of water. Joe, I was just talking to your researcher and I said I'd ring up for the crack because I'd done farming since I was 14 and I said, yeah, that woman could do the man around the house and I'd be able to do all sorts of jobs. And once up there would be great for me, Joe.
Okay, well,
see how we get on.
Mary, do you want to disappoint Willie there?
I met the most perfect gentleman this time last year.
Ah, magic.
And up to that,
magic.
I never had a man in my life.
Oh, Mary, you'll have me in tears.
So
stop it.
Mary, he is the most perfect gentleman.
Wow. And can you tell me where you met him, Mary? Do you want to?
I met him by chance. My friend and myself are coming back after visiting her brother in hospital.
Okay.
And we pulled up at a venue to get a cup of tea and a sandwich.
As you do, yeah.
And when we went in, there was a function going on in one part of it.
Yeah.
And the girl at the reception desk said to us, I don't think people in there would mind. You can go ahead in.
Sit in, yeah.
Like when you're looking for a cup of tea.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
We went in and sat down, and there was a few together, and they were sitting quite close to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came over after a while when one of them got up to go to get a drink for themselves, and they started talking to us, and
right.
That was it.
And did the two of you meet two men?
No.
You met
no.
the man?
Yeah. So.
And why do you, now, I hope he's listening. Why do you call him the most perfect gentleman?
Because that is what he is.
Isn't that fantastic?
He is the most perfect gentleman any woman could ever meet.
Well, I'd say you're the most perfect woman any man would be blessed to meet or privileged to meet.
I wouldn't say that.
Would you not know?
we would have, he would have his own job, like he'd be outdoors, but he's not a farmer.
Okay.
He's a very, very hard-working man. My life would be the farm.
Yeah, I know that.
So, yeah, we see an awful lot of one another.
Great.
But, I don't know. Somebody asked him
mm-hmm.
in the last few days, were we married?
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny, actually. And he said, no, we weren't, which we're not.
Yeah.
But, life can be good.
2020, Mary?
Look it. Marriage doesn't mean... Marriage.
Sorry, I'm just looking for a woman. I love yeah, wedding cake.
I know. I have never actually had the pleasure of being to any wedding. So.
No, Mary.
No, I haven't.
Ah, Mary, no. Why not?
Just haven't.
The way life fell.
Yeah, the way my life was for a number of years, and now it's totally
okay.
different.
And what, you were looking after the parents? Well, you're looking after a massive farm on your own.
Yeah, but... there was other complications to
yeah,
it too,
okay.
But no, we're
so fingers crossed yourself and this man.
But, like, it's very simple to find happiness, but you have to be happy yourself to find it.
You know, you have to have inner contentment, don't you?
Yeah, that's it, and it doesn't matter what you do.
And
in
where
life.
Does your inner contentment come from, Mary? Is it?
I suppose hardship, would it? I don't know.
Hardship? Okay.
I wouldn't have had the simplest of a life for a good number of years. And
okay.
all of a sudden it kind of turned a corner. And
but you had a tough life. It was tough on the
yeah,
farm, was it?
Tough, then? Yeah.
Yeah.
Different things that happened
yeah.
over
life.
The years.
Yeah, it's called life.
But there's no greater enjoyment you get. When you tag a calf on the first day and... like when it's up and about and able to
yeah.
suckle, and then out in the field, and then when they're in the shed over winter, the first day you let them out, it is some crack watching them as
it
they
is,
run
yeah.
for the fence. Like, you know,
wow, yeah.
there's so many things. People take the wrong things in this life as for granted. Is that...
So it's the simple things, and nature
it's simple
and
things.
Life
yeah,
and life being recreated and created.
That's it, like, and
okay.
you get such... And it is a sad day, the last day that they're going to leave your hold,
yeah,
and let it be
yeah.
to the factory or to the
yeah.
mart, or,
okay.
you know, they're never there forever, kind of, but...
Okay, well, fingers crossed on the relationship, is that fair
oh,
to say?
Oh, could be better.
Does he know that? Does he know you're serious? He does now.
I'd say he does.
Ah, great. Great.
I'd say he does, yeah.
I couldn't be happier for you, Mary.
Thank you so much,
and God
Joe.
God bless you now.
Yeah, take care.
And
best wishes to that girl.
Yeah,
and
very good. And that was
I'll remind
listeners, that was the first thing you said when you called in. You were worried about that girl and doing
yeah.
somebody. So, Mary, you mind yourself, and I hope you get all the good things in life you deserve. You really
thank
do.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're so kind.
Yeah, so are you.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you,
take
Mary.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie. Take the fright out of winter gas and electricity bills by switching to a cheaper energy supplier with bonkers.ie today.
Joe Duffy.
Talk Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Today's programme was produced by Tara Lockery-Grant, and Ray Darcy is next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie. Stop paying more for your household bills than you need to. Visit bonkers.ie today and see what you could save.
1850-715-815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.